Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of experiencing you and walking with you. And we just thank you for your mercies on you every day. One thing, Father God, we just understand and we appreciate, Father God, what you have done, Father God, taking us out of darkness into the light, Father God. We just know it was a miracle, Father God, and it was the greatest miracle that happened in our lives. Irrespective of all the other beautiful things we've seen, healings, powerful experiences with you, I thank you, Father God, that changing our lives, taking that heart of stone out and giving us a heart of flesh and putting a new spirit in us, Father God, it's just so beautiful. We never forget that miracle of being born again, translated out of darkness into your light, becoming a new creation. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for that. We eternally appreciate you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Your will be done this day as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our readings is Titus chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Remind believers to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Hallelujah, that's just so true. You know, when you remember the miracle of your turnaround, your 100% turnaround to the living God, it's just the greatest miracle in our lives. I just know myself, I was the most rebellious person, and I know we all think that way, and that was the case. We were sinners, we were rebellious, we were deceived, but praise God, God turned everything around, and that's why, again, I just say that's the greatest miracle. And so we always need to be appreciative of that, and to be appreciative of that is to then know that what God done in you, He can do in everyone else as well. So now it's about, it was disobedience, now it's about obedience. It was duck fell, now it's been soft-spirited. You want the best for not just your brothers and sisters in Christ, but for all men. Amen. He came to seek and save the lost. So we stay with this heart of compassion, knowing what God done for you, He can do for everyone else. So again, this morning, we just go out walking in the consciousness of the great love of God and His eternal presence, and we shine the lights. Amen. God commanded light to shine out of darkness. He's shining our hearts so that we can take this out into our homes, our neighborhood, our work, and whatever we're doing. Amen. So be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And so let that light shine into the night out there, into the world, into a hurting world that needs people to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.